USA News, I'm Lance Prime. President Biden will participate in a Take Your Child to Work Day celebration on the South Lawn today. That'll be taking place at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. This evening, he will be meeting in a campaign call with supporters of his re-election bid. Weather is threatening more than 40 million people in the South today and is expected to push east. Parts of the Gulf Coast states like Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi could see flash flooding. The system saw baseball-sized hail on areas in Texas and Florida yesterday. In fact, the severe weather left more than 5 million people across Texas and Louisiana under tornado watches. By tomorrow, heavy rain could impact much of the mid-Atlantic and Northeast. President Biden has addressed that age-old question, is he too old to run for re-election?
President Biden is insisting his age is not a factor when it comes to running in 2024. Biden, who is currently 80, said Americans can decide for themselves if they think his age is an issue.
I respect him taking a hard look at it. I take a hard look at it as well. I took a hard look at it before I decided to run. And I feel good. I feel excited about the prospects.
And he's vowed to serve an entire 4 years if reelected. I'm John Schaefer.
The National Football League's New York Jets introduced their new quarterback, former Green Bay Packer Aaron Rodgers.
I'm excited about the new adventure here in New York.
Walt Disney Company has accused Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in a lawsuit of waging a targeted campaign of governing retaliation against the company for criticizing legislation he backed. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Tallahassee came after a new board governing the Disney World District declared null and void agreements Disney passed with the old board members in February. Today is officially Babe Ruth Day. Put down the candy bar. This is about the baseball legend. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
It's your last chance to shop SpringFest savings at Lowe's. Need a new appliance? Get an additional $300 off select major kitchen appliances when you spend $1,996 or more. You can also save across the entire store, including our garden area, and get two Bonnie 9-pack vegetables for $10. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/3. Bonnie offer in-store only and excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property?
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? Oh, and three dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
House Republicans have sent a bill to the Senate to avoid default on America's debt, and Democrats want nothing to do with it.
The bill includes pairing a package of spending cuts with a $1.5 trillion increase. It also limits growth of federal spending to 1% annually and claws back billions of dollars of unspent COVID relief funds. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill, however, will be dead on arrival in the Senate, and President Biden has threatened to veto the bill. Democrats are calling on Republicans to raise the debt ceiling without conditions to avoid default and have separate budget negotiations. Congress needs to raise the limit in the coming months. I'm Skip Kelly.
Hunter Biden's attorneys reportedly met with Department of Justice amid the now five-year investigation into President Biden's son. Yesterday, several of Hunter Biden's lawyers, including Chris Clark, were in attendance at the Department of Justice headquarters, along with Tax Division career attorneys. Presidents Biden and South Korea's Yoon agreed to a new plan to counter North Korea's nuclear threat, with Biden issuing a blunt warning that such an attack would result in the end of whatever regime took such action. The new nuclear deterrence effort calls for periodically docking U.S. nuclear-armed submarines in South Korea for the first time in decades. Biden did stress no nuclear weapons would be on the mainland. Fighting intensified in Sudan after a fragile three-day truce between the country's battling top generals paused shortly to allow residents to flee. Lance Fry, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.